Police set up checkpoints on the roads around the farming community in Qinghai province when the outbreak was discovered on Thursday. Zikatan is an ethnically Tibetan town of 10,000 people in one of China's least populated regions. An American student traveling in the area, who asked to remain anonymous, says drivers are accepting about $300 to take people out of the town.
I think people are scared and are actually fleeing the disease.
She says most of the restaurants and internet cafes in town are closed because people do not feel safe eating out. Many who do go out wear medical masks. Usually there are nightly traditional Tibetan dancing sessions, but those stopped at the beginning of the outbreak. Pneumonic plague is spread by coughing and can kill victims in 24 hours. Vivian Tan, the spokeswoman for the World Health Organization in China, says the disease is curable if treated early with antibiotics.
I think it's important to note that this is not the first time it's appeared in that region, because this bacteria is actually quite endemic in some of the small rodents in that region.
Tan says this is the first time the Chinese government officially notified the WHO of pneumonic plague cases, but there were two reported in Qinghai in 2001 and in 2004. The American student says flyers in Mandarin and Tibetan were handed out at a public health meeting in Zikatan on Friday, and notices about the disease are posted in the center of town.
They put up flyers that basically had pictures of the rodent on the grasslands. Everyone knew that it started with the rodent. Everyone that I spoke with knew that it was airborne and, you know, knew roughly symptoms that are fever and that sort of thing.
She confirms official Chinese reports that say the sealed-off town is not running out of supplies. She says about half the supermarkets are still open and seem to have enough food and water for the population. Pneumonic plague often affects rural areas. It is closely related to bubonic plague, which killed around 25 million people worldwide in the 1300s. Allison Klayman for VOA News, Beijing.